Having taken permission from the goddess of fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Ratkar and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the supreme goddess of fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as Swakiya and Parikiya. The Lord's conjugal love in the Swakiya Ras relates to the regulative principles observed in Dwarka, where the Lord has many married queens. But in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but with his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called Parikiya Ras. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the supreme goddess of fortune in Swakiya Ras, and he goes to Vrindavan, where he enjoys the Parikiya Ras. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur therefore reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in Parikiya Ras is superior to his pleasure in Swakiya Ras. In the material world, Parikiya Ras, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is the most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affair is considered the supreme enjoyment. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot understand the affairs of the spiritual world on the basis of our experience in the material world. The Lord's pastimes with the gopis are therefore misunderstood by mundane scholars and word wranglers. The Parikiya Ras of the spiritual world should not be discussed except by one who is very advanced in pure devotional service. The Parikiya Ras in the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold, and the latter is like iron. Because the difference between the two is so great, they cannot actually be compared. However, just as a knowledgeable person can easily distinguish gold from iron, one who has the proper realization can easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from material activities. Sukshma Sreta Balu Pate Pulinerasham Dwi Dike Tota Shab Yena Vrindavan. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Jamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those in Vrindavan. Rate chori Jagannath korilo gaman dui parshve deki chole anandita man. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. Gora shab rata tane koriya ananda kshane shigra chole rata kshane chale manda. The pullers of the car were known as godas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. Kshane stir ha rahe tani leha na chale ishara ichchai chole na chale karo bole. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot, therefore, moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. Tabe Mahaprabhu Shab La Bhaktagan Swahaste Paraila Shabe Malya Chandan. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Paramananda Puriyar Bharati Brahmananda Sri Haste Chandan Pa Balaya Barila Ananda. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Advaita Charja R. Prabhu Nityananda Sri Hashta Sparshe Duhar Haila Ananda. Similarly, when Advaita Charja and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were very pleased. Kirtaniya Gane Dila Malya Chandan Shwarup Srivas Yaha Mukhya Dvijan. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The two chief performers were Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. Chari Sampradaye Hoilo Chabisha Gayon Dwi Dwi Mardangika Hoilo Ashtajan. There were altogether four parties of Kirtan performers, comprising 24 chanters. In each party, there were also two Mardanga players, making an additional 8 persons. Tabe Mahaprabhu Mane Vichar Kodiya Chari Sampraday Dila Gayana Bantiya. When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. Nityananda Dvaita Hridasa Vakreshare Chari Jane Agya Dila Mritya Koribare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Charja, Haridas Thakur, and Vakreshara Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. This can be I love it. The famous ISKCON mic stand. Pratam Sampradaya Koilo Swarup Pradhan R. Panchajan Dilo Tar Paligan. Swarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. Should I have faith in it? Nah. Damodar Narayan Datta Govinda Raghava Pandit R. Sri Govindananda. The 5 who responded to the singing of Swarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govindananda. Advaita Charja Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. Purport. In the first group, Damodar Swarup was appointed chief singer, and the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Dutt, Raghav Pandit, and Govindananda. Sri Advaita Charja was appointed as a dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Srivas Thakur. The 5 singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman Shubhananda, and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another 2 persons, Srikanta and Balabsain, joined as responsive singers. In this group, the senior Haridas, Haridas Thakur, was the dancer. Purport. In the third group, Mukunda was appointed the chief singer. This party was composed of Vasudev, Gopinath, Murari, Srikanta, and Balab Sen. The senior Haridas, Haridas Thakur, was the dancer. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghava were the responding singers. Two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Pakreshra Pandit was the dancer. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulin Gram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaitacharya. Achyutananda was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. Another party was formed by the people of Kanda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Nadahari Prabhu and Raghunandana were dancing. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on either side was another party. Yet another was at the rear. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party two men were beating drums. Thus 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Om Agyana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Chatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vancha Kulpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided the parties, two on this side, one on this side, one on that side, one to the front, one to the rear. In this way, there were seven parties going on. And in each party, there was a lead singer, there were responding singers, there was a dancer,
and there were two mridanga players. In this way, the parties were formed. Srila Prabhupada one time wrote a letter about the Nagar Sankirtan, the Sankirtan on the street that was going on in New York or someplace. And Prabhupada instructed that they should have this many mridanga players, this many a lead singer, responding singers, a dancer in front. In this way, following the pattern Prabhupada gave the instruction, he said, and the most important thing is that every member of the Sankirtan party should be a pure devotee. That's the essential point, that all the members of the Sankirtan party should be pure devotees of Krishna. So that's your assignment today. Everyone should be chanting and dancing, and everyone should be a pure devotee of Krishna. There's a story told by Guru Kripa Prabhu that one time Srila Prabhupada called for him in the middle of the night, and Guru Kripa was awakened and he came down, and Prabhupada said, "Where were you?" And Srila Prabhupada, he said, "Well, I was sleeping, Srila Prabhupada." "Why you were sleeping?" "Well, Srila Prabhupada, I'm not a pure devotee like you. I need to sleep." "Why you are not a pure devotee?" No excuses. Any questions?
Why am I not a pure devotee? How do I become a pure devotee?
Chant Hare Krishna. And follow a pure devotee, as you're already doing. Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankhya. The Sankirtan is coming from Goloka Vrindavan and giving love for Krishna. And Lord Jagannath wants to distribute this love and give everyone the opportunity to engage in his devotional service. Otherwise, Lord Jagannath has his temple and it's quite all right. He gets lots of offerings and so many devotees come to see him, and quite a grand place. But he has the desire to come out. And that's the Ratiyatra festival. He's not content simply to stay in the temple. He wants to come out and give the opportunity to the devotees to engage in spontaneous devotional service. Srila Prabhupada also established this Ratiyatra festival with that intention, starting in a very simple way. In San Francisco, he saw a truck, flatbed truck, plying on the road, and he gave a drawing that you can put the deities on the truck in this way, decorate it in this way, and you make your procession. And then the San Francisco Ratiyatra began, and it became a big, big event. Big, big event. And Prabhupada told the devotees in New York that they should also go on procession. At that time, the devotees in New York didn't have much facility. They made a palanquin and went to simple palanquin carried by four men and took a little kirtan party of maybe a dozen devotees and went wandering through Central Park, where no one took very much notice of whatever they were doing. But that was the beginning, and now it's become very big. It moves on Fifth Avenue, which is the main drag, the main street in New York City. So yesterday they held the Rath Yatra in New York, and it's going on all over in New York and Durban and Melbourne and here and there and everywhere. So this is Srila Prabhupada's desire that Lord Jagannath should be given pleasure by his devotees through Sankirtan, and the people, the fallen souls of the world, Dinihina Yatachila, Harinama Uttarila, should be uplifted by the Harinam Sankirtan. Simultaneously, the Rath Yatra has deep inner meaning, which is understood by the confidential devotees of the Lord, and it has a simple outward appearance that can attract everyone. The saying is, everyone likes a parade. So the parade is made very festive, and people are naturally attracted, and in this way their life becomes successful. Could you give this seat to Smarati Prabhu, who just came in?
Thank you,
Smarati Prabhuji.
So it's an opportunity for the conditioned souls. After millions and millions of lifetimes, they can, for no apparent reason, get the opportunity to see Lord Jagannath and to hear the holy name of the Lord, to get the prasadam of the Lord, perhaps get some literature describing the glories of the Lord. And in that way, their whole existence can change from an endless succession of births and deaths. They can be diverted to the path back home, back to Godhead. This is their greatest good fortune. And that's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, to uplift the people of this age through Harinam Sankirtan. Anything to add? Something? Something?
One letter, Prabhupada. One letter, Prabhupada said, wherever we have Rath Yatra, our movement is successful. Or something of that. That is success. That's our success. We're successful in that city if we put on Rath Yatra.
England is a huge success.
England is a huge success story. Haribo. The Rati, as soon as the Rath Yatra is there, it's already success. And that success will bring more success. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, Param Vijayate. Vijay means success. One meaning is glorious, and another meaning is success. So, Param Vijayate, the greatest success is there when there's Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups, chanting the holy name. Hari, Hari. Raising his arms, he shouted, all glories to Lord Jagannath. So we said yesterday, Jai Jagannath is authorized, and here it's super authorized. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He's bestowing his mercy upon us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. Lord Jagannath was very much pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Prataparudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, cannot understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Purport. The mystery of the Lord's activities is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same, and one and the same Supreme Person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king couldn't understand how the two of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. So this was a mystical event. There were seven parties. And the Lord danced from party to party, or it seemed he was dancing from party to party, but actually he was present in each party the whole time. And yet each group thought that the Lord is, we're so fortunate, we're the lucky group, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has joined our party. In this way they were seeing. That's Krishna's mystic opulence. When he was dancing with the gopis also, each gopi thought, Krishna is dancing with me. But actually the Lord had expanded himself to please each of the gopis. This is Krishna's mystic power. So the devotees couldn't understand
It was hidden from them, but it was seen by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Kashi Mishra, and Pratapa Rudra Maharaj. This Pratapa Rudra Maharaj had been refused an audience by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord refused to see him because he was a king. And king means vishayi, sense gratifier. The very word king implies sense gratifier. So the Lord refused. No, I'm a sannyasi. I'm not going to associate with a king. Again and again, the devotees were requesting the Lord, and the Lord said, if you ask me one more time, then you can see him, but you won't see me because I'm leaving. And they became afraid. They didn't say anything. But the Lord was pleased because he saw that although a king, Pratapa Rudra Maharaj had taken up the menial servant position, the position of a sweeper for Lord Jagannath. And that was very pleasing to the Lord. And therefore the Lord bestowed his mercy upon the king. Actually, the Lord bestowed his mercy on all sorts of unlikely people. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was also an unlikely candidate for appreciating these affairs, because he was a dry logician and Mayavadi scholar. He was a professor of Vedanta and had no appreciation even of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He thought at the most, because he came and he saw that Lord Jagannath, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fainted in the Jagannath temple. And he saw that actually it was real. It wasn't one of those people who comes and dances and chants before the deity and then faints in ecstasy. Just to make a show and collect followers and get money. It wasn't a gimmick. He carefully detected that actually this was genuine ecstasy. So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought that yes, this man is a great devotee. But that's as far as he could go. His brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya, was trying to convince him, no, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the Supreme Personality. What Supreme Personality of Godhead? At most, he's a great devotee, that's all. He couldn't understand, because dry logician. But by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this dry logician was converted into a juicy devotee of the Lord. He'd been just a strict follower of all rules and regulations and a great student of Vedic knowledge and great teacher. But he became such a devotee that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one morning brought some Mahaprasadam, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya hadn't even gotten up, but he immediately got up, honored the prasadam, didn't even wash his brush his teeth, wash his mouth, take bath, just, hey, Mahaprasadam from the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He just accepted it at once. So he was changed. Now was it about him or was it about Prakashananda? I think it was about Sarvabhauma. It said that he was like dry oil cake without the oil. Such a dry scholar. And what will a dry scholar understand? Vedeshu Durlabham. Can study all the Vedic knowledge and not understand Krishna. But Sudurlabha Madhma Bhakto, by pure devotional service, one can understand everything. Bhaktya Mama Vijanati. So by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also could understand this wonderful mystical performance. Pratapa Rudra Maharaj could see it. Kashi Mishra also could see it. But the others couldn't see. They were Yogamaya Samavrita. They were covered by the Yogamaya, and they're thinking Mahaprabhu is in our group. Atapite deva padam bhujam toya prasadalesha anugrihite vi janati tatvam bhagavan mihim no japi. What is that? Chinan vichindan. I'm missing a word. Anyway, the Lord Brahma prayed to the Lord that only a person who's gotten a little fragment of the mercy of your lotus feet can understand you. Prasada leja anagrihita evahi. Otherwise, he can understand your glories. In fact, janati tatvam bhagavan mehimno. But the others, the dry scholars, mental speculators, sociologists, scientists, philosophers, mayavadis, mundane welfare workers, politicians, and people in general can't understand. Even if they try to understand it, they can't understand. One has to be blessed by the, at least a little fragment of the mercy of the Lord, then everything can be revealed. So it happened in the case of Pratapa Rudra Maharaj, Sarvabhauma, Bhattacharya. Everything was revealed to them, and they could see this wonderful pastime performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any questions?